For many years, I stayed in India, and how many times I traveled on an Indian train, and how many times a discussion started on the topic of Bhagavad Gita. So many times. And many times, people have quoted some verses from the Gita. And of course, everyone on the train, practically everyone in India knows something. Everyone knows Paritranaya Sadhanam Vinasya Suduskritam Dharmasam Starpanatya Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Also, many people know the famous verse Sarva Dharmam Parichaya Mamekam Saranam Vraja Aham Tum Sarva Papebhyo Mokshaya Shami Masuchaha. A verse which means, give up everything. Abandon all variety of activity and just surrender unto me. I will deliver you from all the reactions of all your sinful activities. Don't worry. Masuchaha, do not fear. So, this particular verse is found at the conclusion of the Bhagavad Gita. After the whole discussion between Krishna and Arjuna has taken place, we come to this particular verse. Lord Krishna spoke these words, and after Kurukshetra passed by, Lord Krishna saw how history developed. And he looked at the people and he saw, I spoke these words. Just abandon all variety of activity and surrender unto me. And he said, and Krishna saw that people knew the verse, but who was doing it? Who was doing it? And while traveling in India on the train, the same question is asked to me so many times. Swamiji, how can you follow these things? How can you follow all these things? So, Krishna himself, he saw there was a big gap between the injunction of the scripture and what people were practicing. And we ourselves, if we are a little honest, we recognize the problem. We ourselves face that same struggle. We also feel weak. When we really look at the directions of the scriptures, it's very high. Very high to really follow that. And we feel weak and the world is going in a different direction and what to do. Sometimes people say, yes, but I cannot be backward. Right? I live in the modern world. What can I do? Yes. So many principles that are found in the Vedic literatures gradually disappeared. Nowadays, I see that on the airports, that the Indians are buying many bottles on the airport, two bags, one in each hand. Yes, and they say, but not long ago, in India itself, you could not buy these things in an ordinary way, actually. I remember that in the early 70s, that it was sold, alcohol was sold from a little, like a ticket window with bars. And if one wanted to buy, one had to present an ID, and the ID was entered in some ledger. Name was written down, address, everything, and then people were given a bottle this big. Little bottle, yes. Pocket flask, right? That was it, right? But then the times changed. I remember in the 90s, I happened to be on Connaught Circus in New Delhi on New Year's Eve. I hadn't planned it, but I came there around 8 or 9 o'clock. And everyone was sitting in his Maruti, and they had the back door was flapped open, and some people were sitting on the roof of the cars, and they all had a bottle. And it looked like a Bollywood party, if you know what I'm talking about. Huh? Yes. So the times have changed so much that tradition, what is tradition now? Right? What is tradition today, and how relevant is it to the modern way of life? And I remember how in the same Connaught Circus, we were taking a Harinam party around Connaught Circus, and people were sort of looking, what is this? What is this? Do you have to come here? Do you have to do this here while we are enjoying? Huh? We are having a good time, and you're coming with this now? There is a time and a place for everything, and this is not the time and the place. Yes. So, in short, it is difficult to maintain a tradition. It is difficult to make it meaningful. Yes, blessings we want. Blessings we want, but we do not want principles. We do not want regulation. That we don't want. All the vidi and the niseda. The vidi are the rules that are of a positive nature. Sarva vidi nisedur shur etayor eva kinkaram. It is said these vidi are type of injunctions in the scripture where it says you must offer a flower to the Lord. You must stand up during the arti. These are all vidi. And then there are niseda. The niseda are rules and regulations that deal with prohibition. This is not allowed. That is not allowed. So nothing is allowed. Breathing is not allowed. And how can we live? Living is not allowed. Yes. Nothing is allowed. And we live in modern times and it is too difficult. Too difficult at work and even at home. It gets too much. So gradually, things everywhere are disappearing very fast. Very fast now. It is amazing to see that the culture of India has not changed very much over thousands of years, but that it has changed more in the last 20 years than it has changed in the last 2,000 years, actually. Now, we're changing very fast. Very, very fast. Very, very fast. And things are just... so many things go out of the window. Mumbai has a new name also. Mumbai is now a big party city. Right? It's famous for parties. Of course, after that terrorist attack, not so much anymore. But there was a lot of foreign party tourism, actually. I saw an article about it, that many are coming to party in Bombay. The parties are cheap and good, cheap and best in Bombay, yes, or Mumbai. Like this, what shall we say? The times are changing. Non-veg is not so abnormal anymore. I travel on planes a lot, and then you see these things nearby. You see who orders the non-veg and who orders the veg. Right? You smell it also. And there's a lot of non-veg, I must say. Ah, yes, some are veg at home and non-veg outdoors. Also, not uncommon. Yes, these things are going on like that. Yes. And of course, once it starts with the non-veg outdoors, what else comes outdoors? Thus, principles are broken as if they are little twigs, one after the other. Break, break, break. This is modern times. Why is this? Why is this? Why is this happening even in Punyabhumi? Why is this happening even to the people of India? Why? Why? Here in these countries, these are the papayoni. These are the lands for sinful people where they take their birth. Such things are normal from birth. But in India, why is this happening? Kali Yuga Chalra, as they say. That much Hindi you may catch. Yes, Kali Yuga is very strong. The influence of this age of Kali is spreading day by day. Kali is rubbing his hands. Yes? How can I corrupt them? Yes? Ah. Yes, Krishna, in the Bhagavad Gita, a discussion is taking place between Krishna and Arjuna. Ah. And Arjuna is raising an argument and is saying, that the women, when they are not protected, then pradushyanti kula striya strisa dusta suvarsneya jayati vana sankara. Then he's explaining, when the women become corrupted, then society becomes corrupted, because then unwanted progeny. Yes. Yes, but the women are also tired of staying at home. Yes. And they also get educated very much. Yes, my daughter, she has a big university degree. Very proud I am of my daughter. But then you cannot expect that she'll just stay at home and be the Vedic lady after having such a big degree, after she has a PhD. No. So the times are changing. Now every lady has a scooter at least, or also her own car in India, I'm saying, right? This is normal now. In previous times, not so long ago, this was not allowed. Of course, some ladies may now not like my lecture. They may think, oh, he is a fanatic. I have seen one time I was on a plane, and some Indian couple, middle-aged, were sitting behind me, and the lady said to the man in Hindi that, oh, look, there is a religious fanatic. Now, I speak Hindi. So I told him, it's not that bad, actually. If you would get to know me, you would find that it is not as bad as it looks. Yes. They were a little embarrassed. What to say? The influence of Kali Yuga is there. The ancient culture doesn't make sense anymore. And a life of austerity? Tapo divyam putraka yena satpam sujityasman brahma sukhyam tanantam. To recite some verses. A life of austerity. Well, you know, can't we enjoy a little instead of all that austerity? Can't we have a feast instead of a fast? Right? I mean, do we really have to fast and all this? Can't we just... My question to you is, does religion have to be punishment? Is God pleased if you starve? Is fasting, you fast one day for the pleasure of God, does that make him happy? What do you think? He's enjoying to see that you are hungry one day. God is very happy. Oh, my devotee is starving today for me. Is that pleasing to the Lord? What do you think? You don't think so. No. Does religion have to be a life of self-denial? No, you're not allowed to live, you're not allowed to enjoy, because you are religious. What do you think? You don't believe us. Yeah. So, should religion be something that is natural, something that is joyful, something that relates to a higher experience, a higher happiness? If it is all punishment and penance, yes, and you are simply doing these things because you are a sinner, then religion becomes very difficult to follow. Very difficult. Yes, thus in this age, who can follow such austerity? It is a fact. Austerity can help us to control the senses, can help us to control the mind, because you know how it is. Some people have a problem. If you give them a credit card, they keep on spending. They can't help themselves. Shop till you drop. You know what I'm saying? That is there. And others have other problems. They can't control themselves. Some people, they eat and eat and eat and eat, and even the doctor tells you have to lose weight, your blood pressure. No, it doesn't help. They carry on. Ah, yes, some little more, because they can't control the tongue. Belly is growing and so on. Cholesterol. Yes, so in this world, we see that people do have a problem in controlling the mind and the senses. Correct. So this concept of the austerities and these things have to do with that, of learning to control the mind and senses. But it remains difficult because there's not much taste. It is just very hard. Personally, I hate fasting, I must admit. You know, if I miss my breakfast, I become sour. I don't know about you, but I hate missing breakfast. And if I start to miss lunch as well, then it gets tough. Right? Then the world begins to wobble. No, this is not our process. Thus, Krishna saw simply performing austerities may help to control the senses, but it doesn't give one love in the heart. One may be very austere, and one may learn to control the senses, but no love in the heart will develop. And the true purpose of religion is to develop prema, is to develop love. If there is no love, then we have not reached the end of religion. Then we are simply on the way, but we have not reached the goal. Prema pumartha mahan. This prema is the ultimate. Pumartha, puma means human being. Artha means the end, the goal. This prema is the goal. Love is the goal. Yes. So, thus, Lord Chaitanya came for the people of this age. The people that never have time. The people that live a life that is too fast. Right? Yes, no time, sorry, gotta go now. Get up in the morning, quick, 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 quick. Dress up because you gotta get out of the door fast, right? Get in the traffic and get jammed and there and sit there and wait and move a little. And then in between you can do something else. Go to work, work all day, work, work, work. Quick, lunchtime, eat quick, 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 fast food. Don't take your time. Eat fast, back to work, work, work more, quickly back to home, and you can have a few hours, and quickly you can have a nap in front of the TV before you go to bed. And in this way, life moves along very fast. Life in the fast lane. Here in London, you see people in the tube, and they stand on the escalators on one side, and on the other side, people are running. And you see them running into the escalator. And at night, you see them running out of the escalator. Run in, run out. Stand free of the door. Right. Like this, we are seeing life is very fast. We have no time. No time. No time for anything. So difficult. Difficult to learn all the ritual properly. No one knows what it means. We do all this ritual at home, so much we do. What does it mean? Why are you doing these things? I don't know actually, but it's supposed to be like that. Don't ask such questions. The young people ask their parents, why are we doing these rituals? What is the meaning? The parents say, don't ask such questions. This is our tradition. How dare you ask such questions? Are you questioning the scripture? But we don't understand. We want to know what it means. No, no. Such questions you cannot ask. It's a very apparat offense. So gradually everything is losing meaning. It is too complex in the busy, fast lifestyle of today. We want things quick and instant. Can you tell me in three words what is the goal of life? Please. Yes. In three words, right? We want it. Yes. Hare Krishna, Rama. These are the three words, and just chant them and everything will be all right. Yes. No problem. Yes. Lord Chaitanya came in this age. Krishna, the same Krishna, but this time he saw my students, I have tried to teach them, I have tried to teach them through Bhagavad Gita, but they are not learning very well. My students are not doing well. What do you do when a student is not learning? You show him by example. You explain to someone how to do it. He does it all wrong, then you have to show it by example. Some people you can say, yes, you just do this, this, and this, and that's it. And then others, they do it all wrong, then you have to show them. So Krishna came to show how to be a devotee as Lord Chaitanya. And Krishna made it simple. He made it joyful. He said, no fasting, only feasting, but only Krishna prasadam. You feast as much as you like, Krishna prasadam. You eat as much as five people can eat, but only prasadam. Well, that we do. Thus, the movement of Lord Chaitanya is based on feasting and taking prasadam to one's full satisfaction. No need for big austerity. Everyone likes a festival. Everyone does. Color, like today. The darshan is beautiful. Oh, they have made wheels. Look at that. It looks like a chariot. A rat. Very interesting. Yes. Oh, Jagannath is on the altar. It reminds us of Rath Yatra. Yes. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought Rath Yatra. We like festival. We like to celebrate. Who doesn't like to dance? We were in South Africa in a gathering. Wealthy people. We were doing a program in their house. And at one point, there was a kirtan going on, and everyone was dancing except one old lady. She was seated on a chair and sort of looking. So one devotee went up to this old lady and said, would you like to dance? And she said, yes. And she got up, and they were spinning around in a circle. And afterwards, she said, I didn't have so much fun for 40 years. Yes, like that. Everyone likes to dance, young and old. Everyone. Dancing is natural. Singing, do you also sing in the bathroom sometimes? Like that, yes? Or other melodies, varieties. Who doesn't like singing? Pretty sour person doesn't like singing. No, I hate music. I can't stand it. What happened to you? Born under a lemon tree. Never met such a sour person in my life. Yes, singing, dancing, and eating delicious foodstuffs. We can handle that. This is bhakti yoga. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Can we do it? Well, maybe. Maybe we can try. And Prabhupada came to the Western world and said to the Western people, can you try to dance? And he taught them Swami step. He taught them how to chant Maha Mantra. He taught them how to take Krishna prasad. That we can do. That is something we can do in this age of Kali. And thus, this process of chanting Hare Krishna is the process for, particularly for the people of this age. Achcha, achcha, achcha. So, if I'm understanding correct, then it means it is some sort of concession. For those who cannot follow the real thing, you give them Harinam. Like that? No, not like that. Not at all like that. Nam, because Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purna Sudha Nitya Mukto Abhinatvam Nami Namino. The name of Krishna is non different from Krishna. Thus, if you chant the name of Krishna, you are already with Krishna. Then, and when you are with Krishna, where are you then? Then you are in the spiritual world. So simply by chanting, we are in the spiritual world. Whereas Yagya danas tapascheva. If you do yagya, swaha, very spiritual, right? Have you been in these yagyas where they do 108 homas simultaneously? Have you seen? Have you participated? I have been 108 exo art, huh? All together. Swaha. This is very powerful. Very powerful. Many mantras and things. Oh, very spiritual. Lots of smoke also. Very, very spiritual. Yes. This is definitely more spiritual than the chanting, I think. Because there are many more mantras than in the chanting of the Maha Mantra. This is the real thing. No. Because this yagya, or dana, or giving in charity, or tapas, or performing austerity, it is a sadhana. What is the sadhana? It is a practice. Abhyasi yogi yuktena chetasananyagaminam purusham. We are trying to follow a process. Abhyas, we're practicing to become purified. So yagya dapa, yagya danas tapas, these three are performed for purification. That is why. So these are the preparation. But Harinam is different. It is not that Krishna gave us something cheap, something simple. No, he gave us a shortcut. By giving us the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he gave us a shortcut. Krishna had a brilliant idea. He said, you know what? I will bring the activity of the spiritual world down to earth. Because Sri Akanta Kanta Parama Purusha Kalpataravo Druma Bhumis Chintamani Ganamayi Toyamamritam Gataganam Natyam Vamanamapi Vamsi Priyasaki Chidanandam Jyoti Param Tadasvapyamapicha Sayatraksirabdi Surabibhyascha Sasumahan Nime Sadakyo Navrajati Nayatrapi Samayaha Bajasweta dvipam tamam yagalokamityam vidantaste santaksiti virala chara katipaye. It is said in the spiritual world, every song, every word is a song, every step is a dance, everywhere there are wish fulfilling cows, kamadenus. Surabibhyas chasumahan. There are kalpatarus. There are wish-fulfilling desire trees. Everywhere on the way, there are gems. This is the spiritual world. All desires fulfilled. It's better than here. That's for sure. We don't have anything like that here. No jewels on the road. Just stones. But there we have jewels. Nice ones too. So, in the spiritual world, all desires fulfilled. This movement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brings the spiritual world down to earth. It is that. It is simple and sublime. Thus, this movement is higher than the ritual. Thus, we can understand the movement of Lord Chaitanya is not a Hindu revival movement to sort of help us to practice our tradition, to sort of help us to give something to our children. Yesterday I was in a program with the ambassador of India in Stockholm, and he was saying that we should educate our children, and we should not only educate them, when we throw a stone, that it follows a parabolic course. But rather, we should also teach our children not to throw stones. So I thought that was a nice statement. He was telling us we should give him a deeper moral value. So is this temple here for the purpose to teach moral values? Is that the aim? No. That is a side benefit. Just as meeting nice people. That is the side benefit. The main thing, the main purpose of this temple is to make people happy. Because where are people happy? Many people, if we look, how many Indians have left India? Well, then I have only one conclusion. They were not happy in India. Otherwise, they would not have left. Why would you leave your own country if you're happy? So they were not happy. For whatever reason, something was not there. Whatever it may be, they were not happy. Now they've come to a new place. And now you are all happy? Yes? Trying to be is not good enough. That's a post-dated check. I will buy your house and I give you a check dated 2025. Yes? All right? I will take. I will be dead before 2025. Maybe not, but I'll date it a little later. I'll live a little longer. So, the point is, trying to be is a post-dated check, not good enough. Not good enough. No, we don't buy. You can't buy my property with a post-dated check. No way. No. Are we happy now? You are in the UK. Is it okay? It's okay. It's okay. It's not that bad. It's all right. Sort of going on. Can't complain. The weather is a bit dreadful, although not today. It's a miracle, I must say. I couldn't believe my eyes. I tell you, I came from Stockholm, and what was in Stockholm? Believe it or not, snow. Snow, yes, this much snow. In the last 3 days, I was in this much snow. So when I was getting prepared for the rain, I brought my raincoat out and at hand, I thought as soon as I get out of the airport, I can put it on, because it's good old England. And to my amazement, the sun. Am I seeing right? Yes, it is, really. It is the sun. It's shining. Wow. So, happy in England. A really happiness, Swamiji. No, trying to be. Because real happiness doesn't come by moving from one country to another. It doesn't. Real happiness must be reached within. And if we were not happy in India, we will also not be happy here. But this movement of Lord Chaitanya is aimed to give us happiness, full happiness, not just blessings to solve some problems. Some blessings, yes, my grandmother has arthritis, can you please give some blessings? Yes, bless, bless, much better. Yes, thank you. And we have an exam, my grandson, he has exam. Yes, Swamiji, please give blessings. Yes, bless, bless. He passed the exam, so nice. The mandir is a good thing. It's very good. Yes, I like it a lot. No, this is the place where we can come to get real happiness. That is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now it's up to us to take it or leave it. It's simple. Chant, dance, take prasad to full satisfaction and chant the holy name. Simple it is. Some say it is too simple. Prabhupada said, this movement is so simple, you might just miss it. And with these words of Srila Prabhupada, I leave you with some food for thought before you go outside to have some prasad. Thank you very much for listening. It's my pleasure to be there with you. And I hope that all of us may take full advantage of this wonderful temple. A gift by George Harrison, because Srila Prabhupada's pure devotion touched the heart of George Harrison. Prabhupada said, Hari's son, the son of Hari. Yes, you already have a spiritual name. Yes. And he showed it by giving us this wonderful temple. And that gives us the opportunity to taste real happiness. That is what it's for. Once again, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Hare Krishna. Some of you... So it's a good day for Holi. At least some are going to throw colors. So we hope you will enjoy the pastimes. Others stay inside. I think Holi starts at 5:30, just so you know. What is the safe time to go to the parking lot? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.